The theme of healing has always been something that has been present in my life. And, you know, with 2020 coming up, you will probably start to see a lot more people talk about healing and the importance of healing, because we're starting to see more people understand the importance of putting yourself first and putting your mental health before anything, whether it be a relationship, a job, friendship, interactions with family, all of it. And with that being said, healing has played a vital role in my relationship with myself and those who are blessed enough to be in my presence. And yes, I think that highly of myself, and I recommend you all start doing the same. If you were to ask the people in my life right now, or even in the past, I can guarantee that they left a completely different individual, or they gained a better understanding of themselves. Plus, their confidence probably grew significantly. The reason I'm saying this is because I encourage the people in my life to accept all aspects of themselves. That means the good, great, terrible, the dark, twisted, loving, and whatever else it may be. When I meet people, it's just in my nature to try to read between the lines of the bullshit that I'm fed on a daily basis. But I'll let you guys in on a little secret about me, since you're listening. I'll pretend to believe whatever is being told to me so I can find out what's really going on behind the mask that we as humans love to wear to people please. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But my concern is that sometimes we can get too comfortable with the mask itself and forget about who we really are. And putting on a mask is so much easier than doing the work to heal ourselves. Think of the mask being a band-aid over our wounds that we are too afraid to deal with. And I know some of you don't want to hear that you are afraid, but I mean, it's the truth, because you are. Some of us have had band-aids on our wounds for so long that the band-aid itself is withered with blood and the wound is infected. The wound has become so infected that you're scared to see what has festered under there. Well, here's the wake-up call that some of you have been praying for, because that needs to be treated, because I guarantee the infection has spread into other facets of your life and even your body. I'm here to tell you that you're the only person who can heal yourself, not your friends, not your family, not your religious institution, because the power to heal yourself was something that you were born with. All of those things are guidance, absolutely, but at the end of the day, it comes back down to you. Some of y'all really just won't tap in, and you know, you get all these signs telling you to tap in and you keep praying for answers when the creator is putting it right in your face. And you know, you have to stop being afraid, because fear is an illusion. And you also have to stop being lazy, because it's not going to be healed overnight. Y'all keep praying, but forget about patience. And you know, you have to do better. And I probably sound harsh, but I'm not trying to be, because I mean, I already know what needs to be done, so there's no need for me to sugarcoat it. And I'm constantly working on aspects of myself that need some TLC, because the truth is, healing never stops, and I'm not perfect. People get so caught up with thinking that healing is a one-stop shop, and once you've dealt with whatever your wound is, that you magically become this person without trauma. And, you know, there's levels, and trauma can be generational, so you have to be prepared to commit your existence to dealing with triggers that you were never even aware of. And I know, like, for a lot of us, we are the first ones in our families to even take mental health seriously. So first, I want to commend you all that are doing that, if no one's told you that, because I know, coming from a Black family, how that goes. Mental health is not considered a real thing. This was something that I picked up on as a small child and started to understand more as I got older. You know, it's one of the main reasons why I love psychology so much, because I feel like my role in my family is to educate them on what they feel on a mental level, and that it holds significance and that they matter. And, you know, if you're not Black and you're listening to this, then please start telling Black people that what they feel matters, because a lot of us are not used to society caring about what we feel or go through. And it sucks even more when it feels like your peers and especially your own family members don't even care about your feelings. And it's tough because most people don't even understand why Black families view mental health the way they do. And it's pretty simple. It's called systematic racism. And, you know, who would have thought being oppressed, having your feelings invalidated and your humanity invalidated as well would make you project those feelings onto the people closest to you? And, you know, literally Black people's entire existence has been invalidated since our ancestors were forced to come to this country. So, you know, slavery and Jim Crow and the mass incarceration of Blacks, which is really just a modern form of slavery, are just some big ones. There's some things in between, obviously, but you get the point. This is why I believe, like, knowing your history is important, and the impact of your history on people mentally needs more attention. So, yes, trauma can be passed on through DNA. And if you don't believe me, that's cool. You can start reading about, like, intergenerational trauma or, like, theories on post-traumatic slave syndrome, which is PTSS. But, you know, like I was saying, some of us are the first ones in our families to take mental health seriously. And trust me, I know that it's very scary speaking up, but that's what our ancestors wanted for us to do. And we have to heal ourselves in order to heal our future generations and in order to escape being mentally imprisoned by our minds. And mental imprisonment can be anything from fear, anger, anxiety, depression, bipolar depression, BPD, I mean, literally anything. And, you know, it's just a part of life. And I think we really have to stop looking at our trauma and mental states as negative, because that's how people profit off of it and us. And so I decided to break this episode into two parts. And if you want to hear the next one, just go to the next episode. Thank you. And that is 7.